know, Sammy, from all these hits. Oh. Just know that that was Fev singing along. That wasn't Samantha J.
you wouldn't have been able to tell.
Singing along Same. To her own stuff. Welcome to the show. Great to have you here, Sammy.
Oh, thank you.
And the last time we saw you, we were at the Acaras, which is a boring night, but geez, you lit it up. That was amazing.
That is the radio version of the Logies, just for the radio industry, the Australian commercial radio.
It's an awful night.
Didn't Sammy close the show well?
Absolutely nailed it. I was
up
and about.
Guys.
You were dancing at the front, and all your dancers had like all this white kit on, and
That's
it looked
right.
awesome.
It was fun.
Good workout.
Oh my gosh, it's high cardio, that routine.
You were like Zumba.
Yeah, it kind of is. And when I learned it, I was like, oh, I love this. This is so fun and it's so like, you know, cardio. And then I was like, I have to sing though.
Yeah.
I forgot about that part.
I reckon I looked over it to you and I go, how the hell is she dancing like that and singing?
Well, it's interesting because singers.
I literally had this conversation.
Thank you.
It's amazing you can do two things at once like that. But when you first start singing, you're not thinking about dancing, are you? You're thinking about singing.
No, you're thinking about the vocals, and then equally when you're learning the dance moves, you're thinking about nailing that,
yeah,
and then putting them together. One has to be less,
and you know,
and
both.
It's the dancing.
Okay. Well, sometimes some singers choose to not do much while the dancers all do a lot of dancing.
That is true.
But you don't slacken off.
I don't do as much as them. I mean, they work harder.
There's a couple of times where you had a little pause. And
yeah,
I was
pause.
Like, yeah. And then back in it.
And then I'm back. Yeah. They do like they're crazy. Right, dancers are so talented, right. And they get on the floor. They get back up like they're doing so much and they're running across the stage and I'm like, nah. I'll stay centre.
Now, mate, we are heading off to Japan today for a thing called Tradeoke.
I've heard about this.
Where we get our tradies of Melbourne to ring in and sing.
Tradeoke, yeah.
And you have two singers.
I do.
Backup singers that were tradies but now are singers.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hang on. This proves that to the tradies trying to win this trip, this is not false hope. I mean, you can go from a tradie to the main stage.
That's right.
So tell us about these
two
blokes.
It's usually the other way around. Yeah, so, I want to be a singer, didn't make it, I'm going to be a tradie.
Not for them.
Yes.
They're my friends and they're incredible singers.
Right.
Like, just wait till you hear them. They're incredible.
So this will be a bit of fun.
Yeah, seeing
they're here, it's Joe and Isaiah, the former tradies. Let's wheel them in.
Wheel them in.
And this is great hope for maybe tradies that didn't win the trip today to Tokyo, just to know that stick with it. If you're out there on the job site.
If they're good enough, we might take them with us.
To Japan.
I feel like you may have your winners. Yeah,
come boys, over here, boys.
Pop around here, boys.
Hey, how are we going?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how are you?
Geez, they're dressed like singers now. They're not dressed like tradies.
Well, they've gone the full way.
Haven't they? So what trade did you do, boys?
We're just working at the tunnel, just doing general labour. So
right.
Mm-hmm. There used to be a place in Melbourne called the Tunnel.
different place.
Slightly different.
I think it's slightly different.
Well, yeah.
So, Sammy, we've already played your new single "Bounce," which we love. But just for a bit of fun, with Joe and Isaiah, the former tradies that now tour with you professionally,
yes.
Can you guys just on the spur of the moment? Is there something we could do? Just a little short something.
We can sing a little bit of. What about "High Love"? Do you guys like that song?
Yeah, I'm in.
Great.
Yeah?
Are we down with that, guys?
All right, here we go. Okay.
All right, tradies, dare to dream. Sammy Jade and her two tradie backup singers, Joe and Isaiah.
Okay. All right, this is the weirdest thing we've ever done. Okay. Bring me a higher love. Bring me a higher love. Oh. Bring me a higher love. Yeah, where's that higher love I keep dreaming of?
Oh! You're all coming to Japan!
Oh, yeah. Oh, did we win?
Yes. That was amazing!
Namaste.
What about that one? So there we go. What a good sport she is. Samantha Jade, her two backup singers. You guys have a bright future. And Brendan Tavola as well.
Oh, now we've added one.
Yes, another one touring.
I got this bit right.
Yes. You really did.
Nailed that.
He had the dancing going.
I feel like you're a bit more of a dancer.
The new single, Bounce, which is available to stream or download now. Sammy, thanks for coming in, mate.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, thanks, boys.
Fifi, Fev and Byron. 101.9 The Fox. Fifi already on her way to Tokyo. Fev and Byron here in the studio. 131060 is our number.
Yeah, working. Let's talk about radio. There has been a bit of a shake-up during the week at a Melbourne radio station called Macquarie Sports Radio. has been shut down, Byron. Taken off the airways. I think their last show is today.
Right.
But they came out, I think it was on Sunday, and they had a big press release, which I read, and I was like, oh, this is great. And the great Kevin Bartlett, who is an absolute superstar, I think he won about five or six premierships. He was on SEN, and then he's gone over. He got the flick from there, and he's gone over, and they've announced him and said, we've got Kevin Bartlett. He's going to be joining Macquarie Radio. He's going to be here. We're going to get our ratings up. And then the next day, they got the lemonade and sauce.
Oh.
But this was KB. This is what Macquarie Sports let out on Monday. Have a listen to this. This is not good.
Oh. Hi, KB. Great to be part of Macquarie Sports Radio alongside Brian Walton. First up, we're going to be coming from the track at Flemington, of course, on Derby Day, Melbourne Cup Day. We'll be there on Oaks Day and also Stakes Day as well.
But you won't be.
No.
Oh, that's rough.
The next morning, the station's gone busts.
Well, we feel for our comrades over there. You don't want radio people losing their
friends,
jobs.
I've got a lot of friends there.
That's no good. But, gee, you're excited for your first day and you don't even get it.
Interesting marketing ploy, wasn't it?
Well, you might have been some better communication there so that you don't lead with, we're going to be here.
How pumped's KB? He hasn't been on the airways mate. For a while. He's like, I've got a new job. How good's this? Didn't quite get there, Byron.
Now, I know Fev wanted to go this way on the phones, and I like this. 13 10 60. The idea of being excited for your first day and maybe never getting it. 13 10 60. Would you also accept maybe someone who got fired on their first day?
Yes, I would love that.
Okay, so 13 10. I mean, we would love.
Oh, no, I don't love that you got. Yeah,
from an entertainment standpoint.
But even if you just went for a job and you go, I've got my dream job, and then you go on a little holiday and you start in a couple of weeks, and then all of a sudden you go, I actually don't want to do that job.
Yeah, so
I just don't turn up.
We feel for KB. What a legend, and I'm sure he'll superstar. Bounce back and be great. But if, like KB, you just never quite had your first day on the job,
can we just see how excited KB was about his new job?
About his
just
new
play,
job.
Just play that again.
Hi, KB. Oh. Great to be part of Macquarie Sports Radio alongside Brian Walton. First up, we're going to be coming from the track at Flemington, of course, on Derby Day, Melbourne Cup Day. We'll be there on Oaks Day and also Stakes Day as well.
Well, we might still be there, in fairness. He might have a punt. I also feel for Brian Walton, the other guy that was mentioned in there. Jeez. Anyway, let's see how we go. 13, 10, 60. If you never quite got your first day.
Yeah.
What if they got fired on their second day?
No.
13 10 60. Yeah. Give us a call if you've got a story.
Stay on the swings, bro.
Hungry Fridays on the Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
Look, this is tough. If you're excited for your first day on the job, like the great footballing broadcaster Kevin Bartlett
KB.
Was.
KB.
Now, Kevin was ready to move from his old job at one sports radio channel to another sports radio channel. Here was the promo.
They had a big signing. They had a massive signing.
Big announcement.
Big announcement. Oh, big press release.
What an exciting time it was for the
great
man.
I was up and about.
Here we go.
Hi, KB. Great to be part of Macquarie Sports Radio alongside Brian Walton. First up, we're going to be coming from the track at Flemington, of course, on Derby Day, Melbourne Cup Day. We'll be there on Oaks Day and also Stakes Day as well.
Oh, and then
Hall of Fame legend, Kevin Bartlett.
So the day after that exciting promotion went out, and that's great.
Monday they announced that. And then Tuesday morning, the radio station has been closed for business. So he got a great job and then didn't get to get there.
Didn't even have a first
day. Didn't even have a first day.
Oh, that's rough. And we feel for everyone over at that channel that's being
a lot of mates over there.
There's shut down today.
Some great radio people, but they'll go on to bigger and better things, hopefully. But poor KB.
Ooh.
Andy from Druin.
Hey, how you going, guys?
I'm good. Did you have a first day and you didn't get there?
It was actually my best friend. She moved to Brisbane to follow her dream of wanting to be a flight attendant.
Oh, yep.
She did 3 weeks of training on the ground, went through all the training, and the day before her first flight was due to go, the company went into administration.
Oh, this is very similar.
This is Kevin Bartlett all over again.
Wow, and what is she doing? Has she got a job now? Is she okay?
Yeah, she's an early childhood educator, so she's stuck with what she was doing.
Good stuff.
Well, that's good. At least she's got something to fall back on.
Good into that story. I remember a guy, it's probably back to a radio story, but a guy many years ago was very excited. He was told he had the big Hot 30 night radio show job.
Oh, perfect.
And he was very excited about it, so excited that he threw a huge party. It was the I Got the Hot 30 party,
and
he had it at his house. Unfortunately, the ink hadn't really dried on the contract. And he found out the next day that Kyle had been given the job.
Oh,
and,
ouch.
The poor bloke was a bit flat. He's throwing a party.
I think that takes the cake. You should have told that after Sylvia. Sylvia from Bundoora, good morning.
Good G'day, fellas. How you doing?
Yeah, we're good. Did you not get to your first day?
Well, I did get to my first day, guys. Went out on the shop floor. So I actually got a job for like sort of a medium retail size business.
Yep.
Walked in on the first day and they said, oh, so what we're going to get you to do, we're going to get you to sweep the shop. The shop was probably like, you know, 400 square meters. Oh, no, 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 no. You guys have employed me as a retail assistant. They said, well, I'm a part of your job this week before. And I said, oh, I'm really sorry, I don't do sweeping.
She's retired.
I'm really sorry. Young lass, if you don't want to sweep, I don't think you've got a job here. I turned around and said, just give me 2 minutes. I'll just jump upstairs, take my uniform off, and I'll hand it back to you.
Gone.
There you go. Out.
She's out. See you later.
That was a golden day, let me tell you.
101.9. The Fox. The Fox.
How excited are we to have this good mate of the show back? The Block continues Sunday night at 7 p.m. on 9. He is the guy that runs the show.
He's the big dog.
How good is it to have Scotty Cam back on the show? Welcome, Scotty.
Dobrigato. Somerset.
Namaste. Yeah, no, off to Tokyo.
Yeah, fantastic, gang.
Mate, you're getting to the business. We'll get to that. Well, you're getting the business end of the Block. Now, there's been some beef. Jeez, is this all for the camera or is this all happening?
No, it's real. It's all real. There's been a few blues between everybody, between me and a few. And anyway.
Me and the other few and me.
Yeah. There's been a few dramas. But look, having said that, it's the biggest build we've ever done. We extended it by 2 weeks. It's just really tough and everybody's feeling the pinch right throughout this one. And I think all of us, crew included, will be fairly happy when it's all over.
He memes that, by the way. And look, Scotty, we had a choice.
Not heavy against the contestants.
No,
we're all just tired.
We know
we're
what
all
you
just
mean.
Tired.
We've had a choice of about 17 different audio grabs here, Scotty, filed under Scotty Cam Blows Up.
No.
But this is just one of them. This was aimed at Tess and Luke. At least three of these couples seem to think the world is against them, by the way, and that Scotty's against them.
I think they're all sooks.
This is Scotty blowing up at Tess and Luke.
Yeah, but you guys have got a finished home.
No, not yet. Not yet. Still skirting boards missing, still painting on.
Oh, mate, you're a carpenter. Come on, don't put that on me. You've had carpenters working
here. I'm one carpenter.
And you're talking to me about putting skirting boards down. Finish the bloody house.
Hang on.
Oh no! They worked really hard, and it was just like they were tired. It was tough. There was a roller coaster up and down. 1 week good, 1 week bad, and you know, some of them did think that we were against them and didn't want them to finish. And that's nothing could be further from the truth. We want them all to finish and make a quid, and we're on their team. It's just we have to push them a little bit harder to get them across the line.
Right. Did you just drop to them, hey guys, I've just been named Australia's first ever National Careers Ambassador for Tradies, so I think I know what I'm talking about.
No, I didn't, but I'm very privileged to have that job, and it's a great honour.
Good on you. Now, Scotty, I want to play the little jingle for this. I know that you are across it, and being Australia's most favourite tradie and also loving Japan, this is something really exciting for our whole show. So Scotty,
is unreal.
It all started with singing tradies because there's a lot of talented tradies on the job site that can sing, and we for years have had a segment where tradies just call up and sing, and one thing's led to another, and now we're taking tradies to Tokyo, Japan, where they're going to sing in a bunch of karaoke bars.
It's unbelievable. You know, like I heard about this. Of course, I know about tradieoke, and now that you guys are taking them to Tokyo is just, and family and friends, and two mums to look after them.
Yeah, the groupies
they're
are coming.
Groupies.
The groupies are on their way as well.
Now, what's better, mate? We're going into a bar. We're going to have some sake, some beers, and sing karaoke in the home of karaoke, Tokyo. It's going to be unbelievable.
Unbelievable. And look, I've been to Japan a few times. It's a magnificent place. The food's incredible. I'm taking my family there after the auction for a few weeks, just for a bit of a holiday. Love the joint. I love the joint.
Oh, good stuff, mate. Well, look, before you go, I know they'll be listening, and if they're not, we'll send this to them in some sort of video format. Could you give our tradies just a message of support in some way? Because, you know, to get this from you would be, well,
from,
this
from
is,
the careers ambassador.
This should be quite something, Scotty. Yes. Do you have any words of wisdom for our
Absolutely,
tradies?
Mate. Yep. Absolutely. G'day, tradies. It's Scott Cam here, the National Careers Ambassador for the National Careers Institute. Wow. I'd like to say to you, my fellow tradies, my fellow brotherhood and sisters, of course, that strong voice, deep heart.
Drink fast.
And drink hard. You'll go well.
Thank you very much, Scotty Cam. And we'll be
Sayonara.
Watching, just like everyone is watching, The Block continues Sunday night at 7 p.m. on Nine. And, of course, just announced the auction for The Block Saturday, November 10th. That's going to be, in fact, Sunday, November 10th, 7 p.m. That's when it will air, the actual auction on Saturday. That's going to be a massive TV event, Scotty.
It will be. And in the great words of Phil Dunphy, one of my heroes, sing till your throat hurts, dance till your feet hurts, and act till your William hurt.
Oh, wow.
101.9 The Fox.
I tell you what, Fev, we actually do have a call, someone who's had botched surgery. Quite a few have come through, actually.
Yeah, the reason for this is I've come across a story about a young girl, Hannah, 37, from Oxford, claims a Harley Street expert butchered her. In a way where she was getting her, getting like a, the permanent eyeliner on her eyes for, like a, from a makeup artist. So she ripped her eyelids off.
So that's in, as in Oxford, England. And,
yeah,
and Harley Street, London, apparently is a famous street where you get cosmetic surgery.
Yeah, that's just the street you go to. And she actually went into the hospital. She's blind in one eye. She's actually blind. She's not blind from that surgery. She's actually blind in one eye.
Yeah.
So she couldn't see. And she was whinging and said, stop it, stop it. I feel like you're butchering me. And they said, stop crying like a baby.
Jeez.
This is what they're saying. So she's gone to the doctors. She's on 6 steroids a day for 3 days. And if you see the photo, they've absolutely butchered her face.
Oh, man.
And I thought, when I read it, I thought, oh, my God, does this happen in real life?
Well, but judging by the calls we got, it does.
I thought to myself, what happened to you? Did you sue?
When I had plastic surgery.
To your face?
I haven't had any yet. This is natural, would you believe? Like, I'm older than you, but I look 10 years
younger.
Your
eyes, like, droop down to your nose.
Okay. 13, 10, 60,
You wouldn't have been happy with that.
Now the picture of this really unfortunate incident is on our Instagram. It really serves as a warning of just, you know, buyer beware. I mean, this happened in the UK, in fairness, but it's, wow. I mean, that's unbelievable.
She tried to sue Byron, but the lady wasn't registered or insured, so.
Well, there's the lesson.
Yeah, there's a lesson there.
Make sure they're registered practitioners.
Miranda from Carron Downs, have you been botched?
I have.
What happened?
So I've had my lip fillers done multiple times and it's gotten to the point where they refuse to put any more filler into my lips because it won't fit in the outside of my lips anymore. It's gone into the inside of my mouth.
Oh, wow.
So you got a big mouth.
So okay, it's not time for jokes. This is a serious issue. But you've obviously chosen, so you've had so many lip fillers done by your choice, and so they've actually done a good job, but they've done a good job so many times.
You would think that they would say, like, oh, this isn't going to work out how you want it. It's actually, you've got too much in there. It's going to go inside instead of outside.
Just in your mouth.
Why do you keep getting it done?
Well, I'm not going to now.
Anymore.
Yeah, but like...
Yeah, it's like... So in the inside, it's like there's like this huge lump. If I pull my lip down, it like droops.
Oh,
wow. How many procedures will have you had to get to the point where there's now giant lumps inside of you? Like, how many times did you go?
Probably spent $3,000 to $4,000 on a filler.
$3,000 to $4,000. But how many visits is that? Like, how many trips in is that?
So probably on... I know people who have gone way more times than me. I've probably gone maybe 7 times.
7 times?
Yeah.
Apparently that's not that big of a deal. It's just obviously bad luck. There's been some sort
of... leave their number for Byron because he's pretty
very funny.
Yeah,
okay. 101.9
The Fox.
Feef already on the early flight to Tokyo, Japan. Feef and I will be heading out there after the show. There was some sort of mix-up. Feef swears it wasn't her choice. Although it looks a little suspicious from where we are. Hey, we did get a message from Australia's most famous tradie wishing our tradies all the best in Tokyo, Japan as they go to the home of karaoke.
G'day, tradies. It's Scott Cam here, the National Careers Ambassador for the National Careers Institute. I'd like to say to you, my fellow tradies, my fellow brotherhood and sisters, of course, that strong voice, deep heart, and drink hard.
Thank you. That's Scotty Cam's special message there. What a legend. Also, yesterday, Halloween.
Yes, it was Halloween, Byron. And all my kids got all dressed up and they went out trick-or-treating with their friend's house, as I said yesterday. And it was the first year that, as a father, I didn't go out with one of my kids. It was quite upsetting, sitting at home by myself, waiting for kids. So I was really excited.
You described the man that took your daughters out as their other father. That was really distressing.
Actually, he didn't do it either. It was the mum.
Oh, so okay. So they went off with another family.
Yeah, they went off with another family. Okay. And my 13-year-old Lenny, she went off with her friends. Oh. And Mia's passed trick-or-treating.
A bit old for that.
She went out for shots with her friends.
Yeah, that'd
she
be
just finished uni.
Nightclub.
But I actually went to the reject shop yesterday and brought a heap of bag of lollies because I wanted to be prepared. Because last year we ran out because so many kids were knocking on our door. We literally ran out. And we had a lot of chocolate.
That in a different house though, right? That was
this
last year.
Different house. So I got all the Cadburys. I got the Freddo frogs. That was like a smorgasbord full of really good chocolate. Mm-hmm. So I sat there in my house with little baby Toby. Three people came to our door.
Oh, it's flattening.
I was really flat. And I didn't know why because I didn't have any decorations up. So I didn't quite get it.
Oh, well, that's where you've gone wrong.
So what I did was I'm like, oh, what's orange? I looked around the house, couldn't find anything. I found two mandarins that looked like little pumpkins. So I walked out and I put one on each side of the letterbox as you walk in.
Oh, mate.
And it was like, mate, do you know how many people come and knocked on my door after that?
Oh, did that make all the difference?
About two.
Okay, yeah.
I didn't quite get it right. Now boss Amanda, who's currently sitting in the Qantas lounge having a champagne.
Oh, that's tough life.
Eavesdropping on us, listening to our show, which is interesting. Okay. Probably should be here. She said about her Halloween fail. She brought all these lollies in a pumpkin container and no one's coming to her house because she hasn't decorated it.
That's a common mistake.
And then this is a bit creepy, but she basically started walking around the streets handing out lollies to children.
That's weird. You know, that's
weird.
Not the way
probably,
it works.
Probably done that.
Don't do it like that.
13, 10, 60. Who didn't get Halloween last night? Who didn't get? Because
just don't get it right.
Don't get it right.
Can't
because
quite
my
work
kids
it out.
Came back with, like, Lenny had a pillowcase, like a big pillowcase full of chocolate. So
okay.
Wherever she went,
well done.
They were nailing it.
I think because it's just catching on in Australia, there are people who still don't quite know. So any sort of Halloween fail, give us a call. If something didn't quite go right for you yesterday, I know, Fief, there was a suggestion that her costume, there were sort of two phallic symbols on the top of her head.
Yeah,
so that she didn't quite get that right.
They look good, though. The family look good. Lulu did come home and I said, how'd you go, honey? Because, you know, I didn't get to walk around with her. And she did say that she knocked on an old lady's house. She said she would have been about 80.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't understand what Halloween was.
Didn't quite get it.
So she gave them a dollar each out of her purse.
Oh, that's very nice.
Lulu was
it?
Pumped.
13, 10, 60. If you just didn't quite get Halloween right, we'll come back to your calls here at the Fox.
1019, the Fox.
It was a hot Halloween. But Fev, not everyone gets Halloween right, especially in Australia. I mean, some people still sort of got their Halloween training wheels on. They're not quite sure how to go about it.
Yeah, it's only if you've really got kids, I think. That's when you try to nail it. And I didn't quite nail it because I didn't put any decorations up outside. And then I realised that, and I put two mandarins that looked like little pumpkins out, and then I got a couple of knockers,
it's
but that was about
through.
It.
Yeah.
I have so much chocolate left at home.
Oh,
like, literally a whole bowlful.
Poor guy, like your kids were all trick-or-treating with other families. You were just at home alone with two little mandarins out the front of your house.
Yeah, I didn't quite get it right.
Poor bloke.
Sam from Clayton, how'd you go last night trick-or-treating? Sammy.
Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. My partner Brendan stayed home while we went trick-or-treating with the kids, and he didn't want to be the one to hand out all the candy, so he emptied the whole bowl into the first kid. Basket.
What is it with these Brendan stuffing up Halloween? How about that?
He's nailed that.
He's just gone, you have the lot, I'm done.
Because obviously some people who aren't into it, the doorbell rings, and this day and age, the doorbell doesn't ring. So you're like, who is this? Yeah. Up and down, up and down, up and down. That would get annoying.
Brendan could just have run out.
Run out, bang, just tipped him. Because some people just leave their bowl at the front door when you do trick-or-treat. If it's empty, you know that they've got none left.
Yeah.
That's like a...
It's a lazy approach, isn't it?
That's a good way to get out of it. Mandy from Sky, good morning.
Hi, Ferb. Hi, Byron. How are you going?
We're good.
Epic fail. Epic.
Oh,
epic fail.
What happened?
Big, big bowl, $20 worth of a family packs of chocolate. No one knocked at the door. Scratching my head going, what's going on this year? Last year was really good. So I grabbed the toilet rolls and just hung them all around the house, all around the front, the trees, everything. I had three people rock up. And then forgetting the toilet paper, I had to run out this morning to go to work, and I'm, oh, my God, this toilet paper's still outside. Pull it all off.
It's a really lame, it's a lame Halloween decoration idea, isn't it? And it's resulted in a couple of people just sort of rolling through. That is a fail, but yeah, you, the heart was in the right place there, Fev.
I was going to do a dirty joke, but I better not. Little ears are in the car. Mason from Croydon. Good morning, Mason.
Hi.
Oh, how old are you, Mason?
7 years old.
7 years
old. And it's my birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, mate.
So you said you were six and then you've turned seven today.
Yep.
What did you get for your birthday?
I got Play-Doh. Yeah. I got Mighty Beans.
Wow.
And rainbow corn.
Oh, good. Oh, mate, you've done well.
Good work.
Now, did you go trick-or-treating last night, Mason?
Not that well. We went way too early and we didn't get any candies or any lollies.
Oh, mate. Oh, no. Hey, guess what? I've got heaps and heaps of chocolate left at home because no one knocked at my door. How about we send it to you? So you got some, and it's your birthday as well.
Okay.
All right, how's that sound?
That's a good result. Well done.
All right, we'll send that to you. So you get your mummy to stay on the line and we'll get your details and we'll send you a present.
All right.
See you, bro. Happy birthday.
And I guess the lesson there is just you time your run with your trick-or-treating. Don't want to go too early. No one's around.
Oh, just ring up the radio station and say you got nothing.
It's the Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, you'll know her from, well, this is just a few of her many hits. Can we just say...
We sounded similar?
Nothing like each other, Fev and Jessica Mowboy. The album Hilda, number one Aria album. Great to see. Congratulations and welcome back to the show, Jessica Mowboy.
Thank you so much. This, like, means, like, beyond to me. I think for any artist who gets that recognition of their music feeling and being a hope or a belief, like, I just feel the 6 years has really taken a lot of that time to understand where I think I wanted to go musically, but also, you know, what do I want to say?
Because I reckon last time you were in here, you said you maybe weren't going to do music anymore.
Yeah, it was.
And you felt like you didn't want to do
absolutely.
It. But how rewarding.
Yeah,
brother. Debuted number
one. Beyond,
bang.
You know, and I think that would be like anything, whether it's in sports, whether it's, you know, it's in the office, that feeling of like getting somewhere, feeling appreciated, feeling out there is feeling it more. Yeah.
Well, I got sacked playing footy and I wanted to play again, but I never got the chance. So I don't know how you feel.
It's depressing.
No, stop. It's so depressing. Don't say
that. Write a song about it. It'll go number one.
Right?
It'll
go platinum. Yeah, that's it. Let's do that. We'll do it together.
It's going to be called The Redemption Affair.
Ooh, that's deep.
Sounds
that's
like an
good.
Album title,
You've
actually.
You've got the Tradioki hard hat on.
I do.
And it looks amazing, but wow, your finger, I'm getting blinded.
Oh, sorry.
What is that? The big rock.
What's that big rock?
Yes.
Wow.
It's a rock.
It's a planet.
It's a mother rock, mother earth stone. No, honestly, I feel kind of
because what
really
happened?
Proud. Well, I've been engaged.
Yay! Yeah.
I finally said yes.
The big dog
he finally
got her up the
proposed
grease.
After so many years and now I feel a lot more free.
Really?
More free than
what's
I've ever
better,
felt.
The number one or being engaged?
Ah, you know what?
You can't say both.
I don't pause.
Really?
You're pausing.
No, I did. I did pause.
Number one.
Like, my armpits are sweaty. You know what?
Like, no, shout out, fam, if you're listening.
Well, number one, like, music has been my forever. And, I think eventually...
And he's not your forever.
Like, I'll find, once I kind of walk down the aisle and it actually happens, the ceremony happens, that will feel...
Right.
That's the next number one.
Oh, hang on. So it goes
look,
wedding.
We've got to have a balance somehow.
So wedding beats it, but not engagement.
Right.
Okay, good.
Right.
Now, Fev pointed out, yes, she's wearing a Tradioki hard hat.
Yeah.
Obviously, Melbourne Singing Tradies have been a part of our show for years. You've helped us judge in the past. You know the segment.
Absolutely.
A bunch of tradies are flying to Tokyo with us after the show today. We want to get you around a couple of them and get your thoughts on their performance.
Absolutely.
We've got a couple of groupies too.
A number one singer.
Okay, well, I'm very excited about this because I love music, you guys.
We love this bloke. So he's an arborist, originally from the UK, now lives in Point Cook. His name is Lee.
He's my favourite.
He really knows how to get the crowd involved. Have a listen to this.
Okay. All you want to do is... always ride along solid.
Ride solid, ride.
One of these early mornings, you gotta put your flat feet on the ground.
He's the best.
Legend. Really love that. I love his kind of tone, and he extended the tone. He had really good breath. So
wow.
That's,
yeah, he was
but
good.
Fun. He sounds like a fun guy.
No, yeah, he was an Englishman.
That's
and
what
off,
you need.
Off radio.
Yes.
He was very, very fun.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. I think he's going to be the trouble.
He had too much fun.
Yeah.
Wow.
We might have trouble with Lee.
Look out for Lee.
Yeah, Lee.
Well,
yeah,
Jess, we're just so happy for you for all the bits of news that you've had over the last week or two from number one album with Hilda, which
Thank
is available
you.
To stream and download now. Of course, the new single, Self. I want you to my. And, of course, your engagement, which is rank two in the list of great bits of news.
I don't even know if it's rank two.
Oh, my God.
Top five.
You know what?
Top
that's
five.
That's a good one. Yeah, I agree with that.
It's top five.
It's good.
It's on the B side of
five
the album.
Five is good.
Jessica
the B side, yeah.
Right here on The Fox with Fifi Feverbody.
101.9 The Fox.
The Fox.
Fifi, Fev and Byron for breakfast. Fif already on her way to Tokyo, Japan. A number of the team are already gone, which is interesting. Fev and I are still here holding the fort. Of course, last night, The Bachelorette. Well, this was an emotional farewell for Kieran.
Where are you going?
No.
No. No.
He's in normal clothes and his mic's off.
What's happened? What's going on?
I thought I'm a nun-night.
Oh, my God. What?
I honestly, I want to be, like, the best version I can be. Oh, yeah. Oh. But with everything that's going on, I honestly don't feel like I can be.
They are really tough circumstances to leave the show. It all aired last night, of course. The Bachelorette is back on 10 Wednesday night at 7:30, Fev.
And we've got Kieran on the phone. G'day, mate. How are you going?
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Mate, you made every heart bleed last night and everyone loved you. Sorry to hear about your nan, but it wasn't obviously the best way to leave the show.
No, it wasn't. It was definitely hard to make that decision to leave. But yeah, at the time it felt like it was the right decision. But now looking back on it, I feel like it could have been the wrong decision.
Oh, mate. So you felt a lot of love for Angie?
Yeah, definitely. She's an amazing person. She was funny. She's beautiful. She's down to earth, so it was great.
Now, it's going to be disappointing watching it without you because I do watch the show and you're my absolute favourite in there. You were the party. You were the vibe. You're funny. Have you got a lot of love on Insta?
Yeah, so much love on Insta. Like, the messages that people are sending are just very overwhelming, and then the words are just unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't think he means.
I'm talking about the DMs, brother.
Yeah.
I've got a nice couple.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of that going on too. But...
Are you still single?
Yeah, I'm still single.
Well, the word going around, mate, is that Australia want you to be the new Bachelor.
Yeah, I've heard that. There's apparently some petition or something going around.
Yep.
That the people are signing and want me to be the new one for 2020.
would you do that?
Yeah, I'd definitely do it. If the opportunity came, and I'd grasp it with both hands and have a good crack.
So imagine you going into the house, the same house you were in as The Bachelor, with 20 girls just wanting, you know, a piece of you. How good would that be?
It would be top of the pops, that one.
He's ready to go.
Now, mate, we did have a stage five clinger in there, and I don't think he was really well received by you boys. In Jamie, mm-hmm. he got shown the door last night and didn't get a rose. But once he got didn't get given the rose, he had this to say to Angie.
Surely you just cop the decision and leave. But no. He had other plans.
I just ran this. Like, it's nothing special, but Angie. I loved your vibrant energy, your positive outlook on life, and most importantly, how you've been willing to push yourself out of your comfort zone, because I know it was your biggest fear, you know, just find a guy that really cares about you and, you know, look after you and is genuine for you. It's been a privilege and an honour to just spend time with you here.
Oh, yuck. What did you think of that, mate?
It's a bit much, isn't it?
You just go quietly, don't you?
Oh, there he goes.
Yeah. It's just you didn't get a rose, mate. Bounce.
See you, mate. Yeah.
Was he as much of a creep in the house as they betrayed him throughout the show?
Yeah, look, I don't think he was like playing a character or doing what he thought he was doing, but the way he went about it was, yeah, I just didn't think he dealt well with, you know, being in a house with a bunch of guys, and I think the pressure got to him and he just
crumbled.
Come out the wrong way. Yeah, just crumbled, yeah.
He had no idea about the bro code.
He didn't have no idea about anything, to be
honest. There he goes. Gee, I hope this guy becomes The Bachelor. How fun would it be? Yeah. Good luck to you, mate.
Thanks for joining us, brother. And if you do become The Bachelor, we'd love to have you in. You're an amazing person on the TV and you're awesome in the house. Congratulations, mate.
Lovely. Thanks so much, boys.
There he goes. That is Kieran. And The Bachelorette continues Wednesday night at 7:30 on 10.
101.9 The Fox.
Oh, yeah, the team's up and about. Even James Lake in the newsroom is having a good time. You don't see that very often.
He doesn't know what he's walked into.
Anyway, all the producers out there dancing along to that one. We are leaving for Tokyo, Japan. Obviously, it's our tradie-oki segment on a Tuesday morning that just keeps somehow getting bigger and bigger to the point now where singing tradies that have always loved singing and calling our show are being flown to the home of karaoke to sing in all the karaoke bars every night that we're there. So we broadcast each morning, having been out the night before singing karaoke. I don't know how these shows are going to sound, Fev.
Sound professional.
Yeah, well, professional's an interesting word, isn't it, right now?
It is. And speaking about one of the real professionals of our team who last week decided to ditch us for Sarah Jessica Parker.
Well,
and we had to fly solo.
Oh, that's,
and then today,
I mean, that was a commitment.
Right
she
now,
had.
I've just seen on Instagram that they're drinking champagne and orange juice.
Well, they're in the lounge,
aren't
they?
In a Qantas lounge.
Oh, that's nice.
While we're working, but she did. Fifi Box called me early before. We actually called her and she didn't answer.
That was on air. We tried to call her live on air at 20 past six, so she gave us something.
And she gave me a buzz about half an hour ago, and this is Fiona Box.
That's interesting. Yeah. You're in the lounge while we're at work.
I know. I don't know how this played out. I still don't know how this happened.
I'll tell you how this played out. Byron and I are at work, and you are literally in a lounge with your feet up.
No, I do have a screaming baby. I have to keep it leaving the lounge because she's disrupted all the people who paid good money here for their breakfast. So
you didn't want to answer our call earlier? Or?
I didn't know because I was walking around Nursey Daisy trying to stop her crying.
You're in Treaty 3. We know where you were.
No, I wasn't. Leon lied. Right, I don't even know where Leon is.
Hey, I've got to go because I've got to go back
okay,
on
go
air,
do
mate.
Your job.
Yeah.
I'm going to do the show, Fev. We've got to work, mate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway, I'm glad they're having a great time.
Have a safe flight.
Should be great. We can't wait. Thank you so much. Sheen Panel Service. We wouldn't be doing this without the support.
No, we wouldn't.
They are tradies themselves. They've been doing this for 50 years in
Melbourne. Keeping us on the road for 50 years, Byron.
So thank you, Sheen Panel Service. In fact, at least one of their tradies is coming with us to sing and perform. So we can't wait.
Ron?
Thank you, Sheen Panel Service. Yeah, it will be Ronnie Boy.